LansingGasPrices.com. Patrick's a pretty busy guy. Have you been doing stuff for Fox?
You may have seen me on Fox, yes.
Yeah, boy, you're turning into a big shooter here, Patrick. We're going to have to upgrade what we're paying you as it is. I'll double that number for you.
Oh, good deal. It sounds like a great offer. Well, you know, how about instead of doubling that, how about we just have the gas prices? Can you do that? And not just for me, how about for everybody too?
Well, we have this posted on our website, LansingGasPrices.com. All you need to do is go to 1320WILS.com and you can pull these up. Now, as I found out yesterday, gas prices around here, I saw them anywhere from $3.85 up to $3.95. I went over to Sam's Club yesterday, Patrick, and got it for $3.62. Now, I see that the Swan in Dansville selling gas for $3.59. Sam's Club, $3.60. Speedway, $3.62. So prices have come down a little bit. What happened? Why did we see that spike over the last few days?
Well, you know, we saw prices go up to $3.89. A lot of stations still holding on to that. Like you'd mentioned, your favorite Sam's Club there, $3.62, with another one down to $3.60. So certainly some bargains out there. Speedway, there's one Speedway at $3.67. What's going on here is we're having an increase in the price of oil because of concerns that OPEC would cut production. The only reason they cut production is because we announced that we're going to open up the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. So we weren't really expecting that sort of response. And so oil prices had gone down after we opened up the reserves. But then a few countries in OPEC said, okay, well, we might just cut production. Then oil prices went right back up, gas prices going back up. And we do have a couple minor refinery issues, nothing like we saw in springtime, but we're looking at three refineries that are all having very minor issues. That's playing into it as well. That's the reason why we're seeing such an increase here. I don't see it going up a whole lot more. I suppose it could, and this was a surprise that we're seeing prices at $3.89, but I'm hopeful that we'll see a slow drop over the next week.
You know, I try not to go X-Files on you with the conspiracy theories. But it seems like every time the holiday comes, there is a refinery issue, or there is an overseas issue, or there's a stock market issue. Every time a holiday comes around, Patrick, it just can't be coincidence, can it?
Well, it really is. But get this, between Memorial Day and just before July 4, prices were still down 30 cents between the two holidays.
Yeah.
And for those who like to say conspiracy theory, I certainly can understand that. But here's the fact of the matter. I went back and looked at data. Gas prices approaching July 4 and through the holiday weekend had not gone up since 2008. So this year was the first year since 2008 that prices rose over July 4. A lot of folks cling to that old adage that prices go up before a holiday. Prices can go up anytime. We see it happen all the time. It's just purely coincidence that they go up near the holiday. Now, there is part of that, you know, some stations near highways can go up more than others, and some stations near the highway may raise their price before holidays. But we really don't see widespread increase before the holiday unless there's any reason for it. And this year, wholesale prices went up before the holiday, and so gas stations simply adjusting their prices.
And it's interesting, Eaton Rapids, Potterville, Portland, Okemos, all these areas have gas that's hovering between $3.90 and $3.99. Yet if you go into Lansing or East Lansing or Dansville, you can find cheaper gas. The areas are so close. So why is that? Are these other gas stations just charging these prices because they can get it because they're near the highway?
Certainly many times. What it comes down to pricing, you know, the answer for why there's a Speedway charging $3.62 and $3.67, and there are other stations, Shell and Mobil, charging $3.89 and $3.91. The simple reason for majority of why stations charge, yes, they're all paying a similar price. They may pay, you know, as much as 10 cents difference for their gas, but they may sell it for a larger difference. The reason for that is competition. Some areas, certainly much closer to highways, will probably try and charge more because They know people are going to be getting off the highway, and they want to get right back on the highway. They don't shop around, so they tend to charge more. But also, competition drives prices lower, or it can mean prices stay the same. If stations are not willing to undercut each other, that's not going to mean anything good for motorists. That will keep prices high. But in some areas, like it looks like East Lansing, it looks like stations are really competing against each other. Speedway at 362, 367, and there's some other stations slightly above that where competition is vigorous. Prices are lower, so it's all about competition.
We're talking with Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com and LansingGasPrices.com. Patrick, what's the number one question people ask you when you're on other shows and when you're blogging?
What are we going to expect for the rest of the summer, I think, is the most popular question. And it's a very difficult one to forecast because, you know, we do have these events that pop up. We have unexpected surprises, like when the president announced we're going to use the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and then another surprise when OPEC said they may cut output. It's very difficult to gauge that. But I think for the rest of the summer, we'll kind of be stuck between $3.50 and $4 a gallon. Certainly a possibility to go higher if something happens. Certainly a possibility to go slightly lower. But I think we'll average between that $3.50 to $4 a gallon for much of the rest
Patrick,
of the summer.
Patrick, before I let you go, talk about the transaction of gasoline from the oil-producing nations till it gets in our tanks. How is that deal done? How are things paid for?
Well, basically, nothing's paid for until it hits the refinery. You know, Saudi Arabia may load up a tanker of oil, and it's not paid for until it ends up in storage in the United States. So while it's steaming over here on a ship that can hold 2 million barrels of oil, the price is going up. And then when it hits the port unloading, when it has a buyer, that's when the price is locked in. And so oil that's going, you know, that's on its way over here is changing in price as that oil becomes either more valuable or less valuable. So prices aren't locked in until they get here. A lot of folks have the feeling that prices are locked in, you know, when the ship leaves the port. But the truth is many times oil does not have an owner until it hits the port. You know, it does have an owner when it leaves the port in the Middle East, but it can change hands dozens of times on the way over here. You have somebody buy it low, sell it high. Somebody buys it high and sells for even higher, and somebody can buy it for a high amount and lose money. So it goes both ways, but many times oil changes hands very frequently, and the market price is what you pay for.
Does the federal debt, the budget deficit, does the federal debt ceiling have any play whatsoever in the market for gas?
Indirectly, yes, because the debt ceiling can impact the value of the U.S. dollar, and the value of the U.S. dollar can impact oil prices. So it certainly can have an impact.
All right, Patrick DeHaan from LansingGasPrices.com, and you have those great apps that people can add on their phones, correct?
You betcha, Tony. For all the most popular smartphones, Android, iPhone, BlackBerry, find out where gas is free, like we always say.
All right, Patrick, as always, thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
Take care, Tony.
Late.